two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Electric guitars and drums are the building blocks of rock, dominant until synthesizers arrived and launched us into the future. Early synths had their limits, but in the late 70s, a new machine changed everything.
For this, he used a computerized instrument called a Fairlight. Any sound can be fed into it, stored, and played back on its keyboard.
See, if I pick up this mic, for an example, and press S for sample, we can put in the sound, I hope.
Mummy!
Over here we have Mummy, the waveform, and it should be up on the keyboard.
Peter Gabriel demonstrating the then brand new Fairlight CMI, the computer musical instrument. The Fairlight is Australian, invented in Sydney by two music-loving electronics blokes.
Peter and I both were tinkering with electronics from the time we could walk, and I liked pulling radios apart and trying to work out what was in them.
Well, I was fascinated by electricity from age four, I'm told, by my parents. I would find power points and stick things in to see what happened, and progressed from there.
Fairlight inventors Kim Ryrie and Peter Vogel telling their story on the History Listen on Radio National. They spent the 70s trying to develop a better synthesizer, and by 79 they'd cracked it. The Fairlight, with its light pen and 500 kilobyte floppy disks, seen from 2022, it's prehistoric, but in 1979 it was an orchestra in a box, and that box had a whopping price tag, $25,000. The first customer? Well, they got a meeting with Stevie Wonder.
I was a bit worried that because he couldn't see the screen that he would have trouble. But of course, he was very adept at dealing with this sort of thing. As soon as he played some of the sounds from our library, he was hooked. He just lit up, said, okay, I'll buy it.
That first customer was Stevie Wonder.
I had no idea that he was famous.
I mean, Stevie Wonder.
I had no idea that he was capable of writing a cheque for that amount of money.
An amazing start.
He said, I'm going to be touring soon. I'd love to use it on the tour, which turned out to be Wembley Stadium.
I was completely chuffed because I just was a huge fan of Stevie Wonder.
Kim Ryrie, Peter Vogel, James Viver telling the Fairlight story on the History Listen. Look for it online at RN Radio National or the ABC Listen app. Kate Bush loved the Fairlight. Wait for it. Yeah, the breaking glass, that's a Fairlight. It made sampling possible, and it had lots of fans in the music business. Thank you. With Fairlight on them, Ice House, Mr. Big, Take the Pressure Down, John Farnham, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Tears for Fears, Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart, An Art of Noise, Moments in Love. The Fairlight CMI is a huge Australian musical story. It made sampling possible, and its infinite sonic possibilities became the sound of the 1980s.